We've really planned this exhibition to reflect on the history and the legacy of Retha Castle Haley Boulevard, the fact that the civil rights movement in America, really, much of it started right here. And so we thought it was appropriate for our first show to put some emphasis on that. It includes a huge display of photographs from the civil rights movement here, as well as work by many artists, mostly African American, but not exclusively, portraying contemporary culture in the city.
We're looking at this collection of photographs right now. Where did these come from, and what are some of the highlights to you in this group of photographs specifically?
Well, it came primarily from the Baton Rouge Advocate and from the Times-Picayune. You know, many of the really confrontational moments in the picketing, in the sit-ins, in the boycotts, and with the Freedom Riders in Mississippi, I mean, this is all stuff that was very, very powerful, revolutionary for this country, and to see these images all collected in one place is pretty profound.
Across from that, on the opposing wall, one of the pieces that really stuck out to me when I came to an event here, I saw everyone oohing and aahing over it, is this piece of marching band depiction that is just so striking. And it's a group of marching bands going past the Lafitte Housing Project or the former Lafitte Housing Projects. Tell me about that work.
Bruce Davenport is pretty amazing. He moved from essentially being a sanitation worker to saying, you know, I'm just going to really focus in on my art. And he started painting what he knew about, what his experience was about, which was growing up in the school system in New Orleans, as well as the neighborhood and the project buildings themselves. So he's caught the attention of international dealers and collectors, and he's actually been off in New York to Japan and other places selling his work. So we're really proud of what's happening with him, and we really wanted to feature his work.
What are some of the other pieces here that stand out? I mean, it's such an interestingly curated collection.
Thank you. I'm really crazy about Keith Duncan's work. What he has done is combine real stereotypical images of the city that we're all familiar with, the trumpet player, the church, the unique New Orleans signs, but with these iconic images of people from the neighborhood. So it's this beautiful combination, colorful, very dramatic, very powerful work.
And we actually have Keith Duncan here to talk to us a little bit about his work here in the Myrtle Banks School on Aretha Castle Haley. Tell me what we're looking at.
Well, we're looking at a series that I entitled Times-Picayune, and it's really just dealing with the culture in New Orleans. I paint on fabric, which I started in 2010. The paintings are really festive. I incorporate images from the three major motifs that we're known for in New Orleans is the music, the food, and landscapes are like a landmark, you know, architecture. But I throw in elements of real life. So it's a combination of the transition that's going on in New Orleans. And I commute by bus. So I'm always in contact with the local people and...
Like a street-level view.
Yes, street-level view, exactly. So it also has a lot to do with this community, different neighborhoods in the city. And, I mean, the entire show dealt with that theme, so I thought these paintings were appropriate, yes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.